he was named 1955 Man of the Year by the B'nai B'rith chapter in Beverly Hills. Jesus Christ. Or, I guess, Jews. And his studio employed a number of Jews. My God. Some of whom had influential positions. Gabler, the first writer to gain unrestricted access to the Disney archives, concludes that the available evidence does not support accusations of anti-Semitism and that Disney was not anti-Semitic in the conventional sense that we think of someone being an anti-Semite. Gabler concludes that though Walt Disney himself, in my estimation, was not anti-Semitic, nevertheless, he willingly allied himself with people who were anti-Semitic, meaning some members of the MPAPAI. That stands for Motion Picture Alliance for Preservation of American Ideals. Hmm. And that reputation stuck. And he later distanced himself from that Motion Picture Alliance as well. So that's some interesting information for you out there that I hadn't heard before. And I was quite shocked. And I also wonder, who is praising him for his anti-Semitism? Is it us? Or are Jews accusing him of being an anti-Semite? Because according to this, they're trying to save his image. You know, they're really coming up with witnesses from the past to give takes on him not being a racist, not being an anti-Semite, so that we can keep this nice, cozy image of Walt Disney. So, yeah, what? Before we continue, what's your thoughts on that? Are you shocked? Are you holding on?
I didn't know all that stuff. I knew that there are, you know, accusations of him being in the Masonic lodges and these sorts of things, having some degrees in that, I don't know, 30 something, whatever. But, you know, in some cases, I don't put too much importance on that, because for some people, it's just a business club. And, you know, so I don't know if that's really the biggest deal in all of this, but him like donating to B'nai B'rith and whatnot, that sounds a little bit weird. I don't know why he would do that. That's not typical. But I think it's probably more important to just look at his work that he was in charge of producing. That's probably the best way to go about it, because, you know, yeah, maybe he did have weird connections. Maybe he had to have weird connections to operate at a certain level. But if that work that he produced was actually, you know, let's say white positive and patriotic and promoting good values and all that, then that's probably the best thing to judge him on, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like content-wise, I've always liked Disney. You know, these classics are good. I even bought secondhand Disney history books from the 60s because I think that he had this wholesome idea of raising children with this entertainment. And I've looked at the old movies and I can't see anything anti-white, because anti-whiteism didn't exist in that way in the 30s.
Sure,
the 20s,
but even promoting, 30s. Is he promoting anything degenerate or bad behavior or anything? No. I don't think so, not from those really old ones.
No. Not the ones that he was in charge with.